Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. He's always stirring the pot of information throughout the Ohio Valley.
More like shaking it.
Dimitri live and dangerously local. We had an issue with Facebook or Facebook live stream. Apparently, I inadvertently hit the mute button during the last segment right when Eric, it's all Erica's fault, by the way, because she waited the last minute to come in, so I'm moving everything around. What was that noise?
It's nothing. I'm good.
Okay, fine. And so apparently, according to Johnny O, and I think he's right, I must have hit the mic mute. So they didn't hear all the wonderful stuff that you said on Facebook during the first break. We're going to have to repeat the whole show now. So
okay.
I'm just kidding. Anyway, you can always hear the show, download the River Network app, and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week here with Erica Storch with Appalachian Power. And she is essentially the liaison, if you'll pardon my French, and dealing with all of the businesses, actually more politicians and organizations, right? Do you also deal with businesses here with Appalachian Power?
To a degree, yes. I work closely with our key account manager.
Okay. And is there anyone who doesn't complain about your high rates?
Yeah, there are plenty.
Really?
Yeah.
Who is that person?
I mean,
I want him as a guest. That's what I want here.
I mean, I think people generally realize we have pretty cost-effective competitive rates for the service provided. Unfortunately, you know,
you have cost-competitive rates compared to AEP?
Well, so we, within the AEP network, within our, like I said, they're our kind of grandpa company. We are all the cousins.
Who has the lower rates, people in Ohio County or Belmont County?
Ohio.
You have the lower rates here?
In Ohio County, yes.
Okay, why is that?
Because we're in different states, so there are different regulations imposed by each state, and in West Virginia, our rates are cheaper.
All right.
West Virginia is a regulated state. Ohio is deregulated.
Which means
that you can shop, you know, everybody likes the idea of shopping, but they can shop for their providers.
Really?
In Ohio, yes.
So why don't they have lower rates?
I don't know. I can't speak to anything in Ohio. The only thing I'm at least the little bit familiar with, and as you can see, I'm only marginally familiar, is West Virginia.
Okay. What about Brook County and Hancock counties?
So Brook and Hancock counties may have a little bit of a lower rate because they're served by First Energy, which is another electric provider in West Virginia.
Not part of your AEP. These are two completely separate companies.
Yes, they're okay. Two separate companies. First Energy has had the benefit of having growth within their region. So First Energy is the Mon Power, Potomac Energy in Brook, Hancock. They also represent Monongalia County, and the Eastern Panhandle, all growth areas in West Virginia. Now, they also represent others in the middle of the state, but those are the, you know, like I said, the growth counties being Mon and the Eastern Panhandle.
So all right, what about Marshall?
Marshall is within Appalachian Power service area.
How often do you raise rates with Appalachian Power? It seems like all the time. Honestly, it just does.
It does, because we have to file 300 days of notice before a rate increase will go into effect. And then, so we file, the Public Service Commission will review and maybe send it back, which happened last year. So then we refiled, they gave us the opportunity to refile. And then, so that discussion went on for 3 months or whatever, that we went through that initial filing until our final filing. So people just hear Appalachian Power rate filing, and they've heard it 3 times over these months, so they're thinking, well, you filed 3 rate increases, when in fact, it was all the same 1 rate increase, and that was for 1 kind of pot, which was our base rate, which is all the other costs.
What can we do to actually have lower rates? Because people are losing their minds here. They're just losing their minds.
Well,
what can we do to lower our rates? Not to keep them from going up at a slower rate, but to actually lower our rates.
So actually, that was why First Energy, which represents Brook, Hancock, Wetzel, Tyler, whatever, Mon, Eastern Panhandle, middle part of the state. Yep. So they have filed rate decreases because of the growth in population. As the divisor gets larger, then that N number gets smaller. So with the number of people moving into their area, their service area.
Yeah, but I didn't ask about that. I said about us.
That lowers the rates.
But how do we, unless we move to the Eastern Panhandle, how do we lower our rates here in the Upper Ohio Valley?
Well, that's why, so with us in Ohio and Marshall County, that's why we're trying to do whatever we can do, and we're supportive of whatever initiatives the legislature wants to pass in West Virginia.
Like what?
To make the state more attractive. And business, any business or personal type of legislation they're looking to pass, like if the state is reducing their income tax. So if the state would totally remove their income tax, and that would lead to an influx of people moving into West Virginia, that would be beneficial to all our ratepayers.
Then we're going to finally afford to pay your rates.
Well, and there's ways that you can. If you're finding it challenging to pay your electric bills, I would encourage you to go on AEP.com. You list your zip code. It'll direct you to Appalachian Power's website. And there, we do have a program. Our average monthly payment plan program is in there. And there's, and it's like similar to the old budget system, but not. I know in your memory, I'm sure you have the recollection of the budget being a 13 or a 12 month budget, and then you get to that true up month in the 13 month, and if you weren't paying enough over the previous year, you get hit with this enormous balance that you have to pay along with your new recalculated balance going forward. Well, that was burdensome on people because people weren't anticipating that enormous bill coming, and then they had to make that full payment. That was just not a good idea. So we created the average monthly payment plan where we take a look at your past 12 months, but a rolling 12 months, and it's adjusted going forward. And on your bill, if you're an Appalachian Power customer, and I believe AEP Ohio does as well, but like I said, I don't look at AEP Ohio. I'm not qualified to speak on AEP Ohio, but I believe, you know, it does indicate on the bill, if you were on the AMP, your payment would be, you could be paying this month.
How often do you have power outages with Appalachian Power? Is it once a week, once a month?
It depends if you're talking like scheduled outages. We do scheduled outages for maintenance. We do scheduled outages for new customers.
Screw-ups.
I don't know if screw-ups.
Wind and all this
stuff. A tree coming in contact?
Winds, trees, you know, lightning and whatever. It seems to be a lot.
Well, in spring, definitely more in spring.
How often?
I can say I look at our outage map often, and I don't think we get that much up here as you would expect.
Once a week, once a month?
I mean, depends on the weather. It really depends on the weather.
There's no average over the past year?
No. I mean, why would we want to look back? We want to go forward.
Okay. What about what are the things you're doing for construction to eliminate power outages? Like, do you have bigger, stronger, what are they called, towers or poles or those big, gigantic metal things that the wires are on? What are those called?
Transformers?
Is that what they are? The big, like, tree things.
Okay.
Like poles, giant poles?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you getting bigger ones, stronger ones, like they put in St. Clairsville?
We are replacing stuff all the time. We're upgrading stuff all the time. We have been working, you know.
Will that eliminate the power outages?
To some degree, but I don't think you're ever going to fully eliminate power outages, especially because, like I said, people have built their homes in places, you know, that maybe they have beautiful trees around them and, you know, beautiful trees along the roadway to get out to their houses. And I don't think you're ever going to fully take it out where the transmission or the distribution of power is going to be indestructible.
Okay. It doesn't sound like there's a whole lot of hope here for us. Our rates aren't going to go down unless there's an economic boom in the Northern Panhandle. They do keep going up, and you're stuck with having to pay for solar and wind because of Nucor. It doesn't sound very promising.
I think you're just a doom and gloom kind of guy.
Well,
because I'm pretty positive about my day.
Well, yes.
I'm kind of excited.
But
it's beautiful outside.
Understood.
We have power here.
But, well, today, so. Yeah. Today we do. Yeah, but, you know, you never, and this is Ohio. But is there any other glimmer of hope? regarding our rates or about power outages. Is there anything else that I should have asked you or that we need to tell the listeners about? With Appalachian Power. Maybe you're doing something interesting or you're building a new power plant, a new nuclear plant or something like that. Is anything along those lines?
Yeah, I can't talk about any of that stuff.
Why not?
But because that's above my pay grade too.
Oh, okay.
But there's definitely exciting things that are going on within the company. And, you know, like I said, we are a cousin company to AEP Ohio. I'm very comfortable and very happy being an employee of AEP in totality. I think they're very thoughtful and they're very purposeful in their decision making. And like I said, with Carrie McKeever being our storm coordinator and being located in the Northern Panhandle, that's awesome. I really think that he does a great job of staying attentive to the weather and being ready and having the crews we need to come here quickly. And like we saw last week, he had them up here quickly and we had everyone restored in a little over 24 hours. So, I mean, that was a fluke. I think, you know, unless you have an in the God and
Thunderstorms. You can predict thunderstorms. You can predict, there were predictions like 48 hours in advance.
Right.
We were going to have a horrible one. So all this stuff is predictable.
Right. Well, I don't know that we necessarily had that bad of a thunderstorm. I thought it was really a bad wind event.
Including wind, yeah.
But it, I mean, I think we're doing, and like I said, we've got a lot of drone pilots trained, and we're utilizing them to quickly assess. And that's the thing. We need time to get people to assess it, and we need to make sure our employees are always safe. When they're restoring power, we want to keep them safe, because they all have families, too, and they need to get home safely to them.
No question. Are there linemen from other parts of the state or other states still in our area?
I think most of them have gone home. I noticed a lot of them traveling this weekend. I noticed a lot on the interstates. I saw a lot of plates and companies indicating outside of the region, so I'd guess they're all
so
traveling.
Normally with Appalachian Power, the linemen who come in to help come from Virginia and other parts of West Virginia?
Well, that would be within our service area, so we'll draw on them, but we also draw, and we communicate and work with AEP Ohio pretty much very often, weekly, maybe daily, but definitely weekly.
Mm.
We work with them often.
And how many total were here, you think?
That I don't know.
100, 200, 500.
But I do know that AEP called a lot in Ohio. They probably 200.
200.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, we're almost out of time. You've been a great guest. Appreciate your time here. Sorry about the technical snafu, which is my fault, of course. My fault on Facebook. So what else is new? Dimitri screws up again, you know, breaking news, you know, alert the news department and all that. So I always give my guests the last word, Erica, and this is your opportunity to speak, not to me, because we've been speaking, but speak directly to our listeners, everyone in our listening area. I effectively hand you my microphone and you tell them anything that you want to say. You can bring up key points that you made during our talk. You can bring up new points. Also, a call to action. Tell my listeners what you want them to do. Do you want them to follow you on Facebook, to follow the company on Facebook, to do this, pay their electric bills on time, whatever it is you want them to do. Tell them. So, Erica Storch, thank you again for being my very special guest, and my microphone is now yours.
Well, thank you, Dimitri. And the only thing I would want to encourage your customer or your listeners to do is to, if you're a ratepayer of Appalachian Power or AEP Ohio, I would encourage you to go to AEP.com. Like I said, if you enter in your zip code, it will direct you to your correct operating company where you can sign up. You can create an account on through the website to create an account where you can get alerts if your power goes out and the estimated restoration time. I think we do a great job of keeping the communication lines very open. Can be frustrating. Obviously, it is frustrating when our power's down. Anyone's frustrated. My husband is the weirdo that does enjoy it, though. But so I would just encourage you to create your account. Take a look at our average monthly payment plan system, which can help you know, help reduce your expenses or give you more predictable expenses on the month-to-month basis. Also, if you are, if you would qualify for our low-income assistance programs, those are outlined on our website as well, and there's a lot of good information, and there's a lot of good assistance out there. So if you find yourself in a situation where you need that assistance, you know, it is available, and I would just encourage you to get familiar with our website, and, you know, then you'll have all the tools you need.
And what do you want my listeners to do?
I want them to go to the website.
Which is?
AEP.com.
AEP.com.
Well, if you're in Appalachian Power's area, you can go directly to Appalachian Power. But if you go to AEP.com and enter in your zip code, it will direct you to your correct operating company.
And if people want to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
You can call me on my cell, 304-231-7443.
Once again, that number is?
304-231-7443.
Been a great guest, Erica. I appreciate it greatly. Next time we get here a little earlier here so we don't have any other snafus here. But you've been a great guest. Next time, please bring your daughters. They're both drop-dead gorgeous.
Oh,
they
thank you.
Really are. God almighty, beautiful, beautiful women. All right. Thank you again, kiddo. I appreciate it. Give my best to Wendy. Make sure she pays for lunch.
Well, Leslie I said hi.
Oh, indeed I will. Thank you again, Erica Storch. Dimitri, live and dangerously local. Don't forget, download the River Network app and click River Talk.